Hey guys, welcome to Game Train, episode 5. I'm Carl.
Hello, I'm Callan. Carl, did you mention Persona 5 just then?
No, no. Why?
Oh, you meant episode... Sorry, keep going.
Okay, the Persona 5 fever has hit our friend Callan hard this last couple of weeks, but we will talk about that soon. But first, let's get right into it. Let's go to the news. First bit of news I want to talk about. Video Game Hall of Fame finalists. 12 electronic games that are finalists for the 2017 induction to the Strong's Video Game Hall of Fame. The inductees are going to be announced during a ceremony at the Strong Museum on Thursday, which, if you're listening to this when it comes out, is tomorrow. There's just some unreal ones. They've got Donkey Kong, the 1981 arcade original, Final Fantasy VII, Halo Combat Evolved, Microsoft Windows Solitaire, the original Mortal Kombat, Myst, Pokemon Red and Green, Portal, which I'm stoked about, Resident Evil, Street Fighter 2, the first Tomb Raider, and Wii Sports. I'm pretty keen to see what happens there.
Persona 5?
You never, it's not too late. They may have just played it now and went, wait a minute, guys. Also, Breath of the Wild DLC just released more details on what that is. Everyone's been a bit, you know, sus about it. And we all knew the hard mode was coming, which is 2017's horse armor. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't know about paying $20 for hard mode.
Yeah, I'm completely 100% with you there. But what I was excited about is they have the new special map mode that shows you where you've been in the last 200 hours. It shows you the paths you've taken, which is just so cool because it shows you where you haven't been. And if you're looking for stuff, shrines or Korok seeds, I think it's going to be just a lot of fun for that kind of thing, for exploration, which again feels like something that could have been in the game.
But then with that, is it going to be on everything I've done so far as well, or is it only going to be from when I start playing with the new map?
That is an annoying and excellent question that I don't want to think about, and that sucks. I don't want to play another 200 hours just to find some good pathways there.
I haven't put 200 hours into it.
But I mean, who knows? Maybe it's an incentive to give it another 200 hours. But yeah, that's exciting. And there's new outfits, including Tingle's outfit, which is interesting.
I like you can get Majora's Mask.
Yeah, that looks really cool. And there's the Phantom armor, which looks like the characters from Wind Waker. There's, I don't know if there's $20 there, but there's a lot of fun there.
Yep. The last bit of news I've got is that the Call of Duty World War II trailer got released the other day. And they've announced a release date being November 3 this year. And also, you can play as female soldiers online as well.
Oh, finally.
I was just having a discussion with a friend of mine before we did this podcast today. And he's like, but there weren't female soldiers in World War II. A quick Google search showed me that there were 350,000 female soldiers in World War II. So, no, anyone that says there weren't females in World War II, you're wrong.
Wow. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yes.
Great. Great. Good old Google. I wish some people would just use it for like 2 minutes.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. And I mean, World War II, we all kind of saw that coming when they said they were going back to their roots, but it's cool to have it confirmed. I'm kind of excited for it, you know, just quietly. I don't know why. I just kind of am for some reason. I haven't played a COD in I don't know how long, but I'm excited for it. All right. So that's news. Games we've been playing. Let's move right into that because we've got a few.
Yes.
Callan.
Yes.
You've finished and caught up and surpassed me on Nier.
Yes. I've now gone through it twice.
Nice.
So now I'm sitting on my third playthrough, and the first playthrough was cool. The second playthrough, I got a bit bored.
It's hard work, isn't it? I'm trying to push through that one.
Yeah. The first and second playthroughs are quite similar, but the third playthrough, it changes.
Oh, great.
So there's finally new stuff, and it gets a lot harder too.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like endgame stuff.
Yeah. So like, you know, because the enemies are leveling up as you go through the game too. So by the time you're on your third playthrough, you're mid-40 level. So all the enemies are around that level. I fought some level 60 enemies in this new area.
Oh.
And I had my ass handed to me a few times without putting any spoilers out of there. Like each playthrough, you're getting new stories. I guess you could play through the game once and be satisfied and roll the original normal credits through the original narrative. But playing it through the second time, you get... a different perspective on everything.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
And then on the third time, the story gets branched out even more.
Ah, see, you might have found out that spoiler. Remember I was talking to you about that spoiler I found out because... And don't do this, anyone who's playing it. I finished it the first time and I thought, right, good, that's good enough for me. I'm going to jump on and read some of these fan theories because they're a lot of fun. And in about 5 minutes, they were like, so what do you think about this concept that was revealed on the third or fourth playthrough? And I was like, oh, damn. I had no idea about any of that. And there was like two or three points that just flipped everything on its head for me. And finishing it once just doesn't tell you that. So there's so many more surprises and I kind of ruined them for myself. I'm not going to say anything here, but yeah, don't go jumping around the internet thinking you have free reign after your first playthrough because you don't.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, in the third playthrough of that, so yeah.
Right, let's move on. I had a few little ones. I jumped into Little Nightmares and had a go of that. It's like this new little game that's come out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It's just this, it reminds me a lot of Inside and Limbo.
Okay.
So it's a lot like those two. It's very atmospheric. It's mostly 2D, but you can move in and out a little bit, kind of like Double Dragon. It's dark, it's scary, there's puzzles. You play this tiny little person in a raincoat and there's just freaky humans around. I think you're in a jail or I'm not quite sure what the story is. It's very stylized and a lot of symbolism everywhere, just like Inside was. I loved it. I just flat out loved it. I played it maybe 5 or 6 hours in and it was awesome. So I had a lot of fun with that one. And also, this one's weird because I did this. It would have been 40 minutes before I jumped on to record this today with you, Kellen. I was just about to jump off. I'd been playing Mario Kart with Jack, my girlfriend, for a bit, and we were getting a bit competitive, and we thought, all right, that's it. I'm going to go get ready for this.
Does that mean you were losing?
I'm going to move on from that. That means we were. I said, all right, I'm going to go get ready for this, but oh, would you look at that? Puyo Puyo Tetris demo just came out on Switch. Let's just try this. See what happens. It's free. So we had one turn, and then like 12 turns later, I was like, okay, I have to go get ready. I'm like, all right, one more. Whoever wins this wins the whole thing. And then another 5 or 6 turns later, I was like, I am so late. I have to go now. It was seriously the best fun I've had on multiplayer on the same screen in the longest time. Puyo Puyo Tetris, the demo is out for free at the moment. It's like they joined two different... So they joined Tetris, which is its own game. We all know what Tetris is. And Puyo Puyo, which is like a, more like a Connect 3 sort of version of Tetris. And you can play one or the other against each other. It's multiplayer. You can have two people playing Tetris and, you know, the classic, you know, throwing things against each other. And it was just, it was so much fun. The only complaint I have about this is the full game is $59.95, so $60. And I don't care. I don't want it. In the demo, you get to play Tetris and Puyo Puyo against up to 4 people, and it was just so fun. And I mean, there's a lot of extra modes, to be honest, and it looks like there's a lot of interesting stuff to check out, but I don't know if it's going to be worth $60, because I can now foresee this fun with just the demo and up to 4 players and my friends just having some drinks and playing Tetris. I love it. You guys should try it. Callan, you should definitely try it for free just to play.
I like free stuff.
Man, it's so fun. I seriously don't know how they're going to get $60 out of anyone, because that is the best demo I have ever played. I couldn't get off, man.
Wow.
Me and Jack were just like, wow, why did I just download this now? She goes back to work tomorrow after 4 days off. I go on tour soon, and it's just like, we wasted the whole weekend playing Mario Kart. We could have been playing this Tetris game. It was so fun.
So what you're saying is our feature game should have been Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right, guys, our feature game is now whatever it's called.
That's almost worth it. Yeah.
All right, so on to our feature game, Persona 5.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is not our feature game. However, it is definitely very close to it. Yes, Persona 5. Holy shit.
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah.
Next.
Same. Moving on.
Yeah.
Nah, yep. Don't turn it off. Keep listening, people. Don't hate us.
But the quicker I get this done, the quicker I can go back to playing it.
Yeah, right? is it on pause?
No.
Oh, I thought you were racking up those hours there.
No, I've already raked up enough hours there just playing the game as it is.
Yeah, you have.
So in 9 days, which I've had the game, I've put in 50 hours.
That's a lot of love.
Yeah, probably a bit too much.
Yep. For a game neither of us would have got. Like, we both nearly just skipped this one.
Yep. Like, I wasn't really interested in it at all. I looked at the trailer originally and some of the screenshots and went, oh, no, that's too Japanese for me. And then Carl started talking about it, and it piqued my interest again. And then I Googled, can you fish in Persona 5? And it said yes. So I went and bought it.
There's always bass fishing, you know.
Well, we might have to do that as a feature band.
If they have a Switch version, we will.
So, yeah, Persona 5 is a JRPG, which is a Japanese role-playing game.
Yep.
It's the fifth in the series, but it's the first one to come out in 10 years.
Yeah.
You can play Persona 5 without playing Persona 4. They're two different stories.
They're standalone, very much like what Final Fantasy kind of tend to do.
Exactly.
Similar features.
Yeah, and you know what? It feels like a Final Fantasy game in a lot of ways. Like, in terms of, like, the combat, etc. Like, it's a nice twist on the turn-based style of combat. It's fun.
Yep, it flows well.
Oh, it's the flow, and it's very stylistic as well.
Yeah, everything about this is about style, like everything from the menu to the music.
It's like, okay, like an anime, but like a comic book style anime at times as well.
Like the manga, yeah.
Yeah, and if you like RPGs and you like anime or manga and stuff like that, go get this game because you're probably going to like it because it is freaking amazing.
That's true. Well, we got to move on. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
So, Persona 5, that was fun.
Yes.
But now, for our one and our only feature game, the moment we've all been waiting for, especially you, Callan, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch. Oh yeah, here is the main game of the day. All right, so...
So, Persona 5...
No.
Yeah, okay, all right. Mario Kart 8.
And this is a great game, but let's be honest, it's our feature game because we already made the picture before we've tried playing Persona 5. And so... Oh, just brilliant. But anyway, we're definitely talking about Mario Kart 8 Deluxe here. So, for those who don't know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is a re-release of Mario Kart 8, which was on the Wii U. Except it's kind of like the Game of the Year edition, if you will, with all the DLC. So now it's massive. It's got 48 tracks altogether, and they're all gorgeous, gorgeously designed tracks. They've also added a few little extra things that weren't even with the DLC, which was there's now a full proper battle arena mode, which again should have been in the original Mario Kart 8. People were complaining about it, but there's not just the balloon mode, there's five completely different ways to play battle mode, and they're all really different, really fun. I've spent a lot of hours in this already. There's been quite a lot of complaints about the content, which I'm really surprised about because it never pretended to be anything else as a re-release of Mario Kart 8 with more stuff, but there's like more than I expected. And a lot of people didn't buy the Wii U, not as much as the Switch is selling right now. So I think this is going to be their first time with Mario Kart 8.
That's me.
Exactly. And it's going to be quite a way to experience it because also a lot of people who did get Mario Kart 8 with the Wii U, didn't get the DLC. Mm-hmm. So this has all of that. So I think this is their way of kind of re-releasing it to a bigger audience.
Yep.
And I did all the things. I got the Wii U. I got Mario Kart 8. I got all the DLC. And I'm just loving it.
I think there should have been more tracks.
But it's just Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, but it should have been Mario Kart 8 plus Switch exclusive tracks too. Like another cup, like the Switch Cup or something. And they put in four new tracks.
There is 8 full new battle arenas, all properly designed. They're awesome. That's 8 new tracks.
Yeah, but I would have liked... No, they're battle arenas, though. They're not tracks that you race around. They're battle arenas.
Yeah, but they're full arenas. Totally. They're beautifully designed, and there's 8 of them. It's
look,
awesome.
They're great design. All I'm saying is I feel there should have been a Switch Cup, which would have been 4 brand new tracks, because Mario Kart 8 really was a best of Mario Kart, wasn't it? There's tracks from the SNES, Nintendo 64, GameCube version, Game Boy Advance version, the original Wii version, all packaged together, yeah? I just feel like this should have just then had its own unique Switch tracks. Just 4 would have been enough, just another cup, the Switch Cup, let's call it that. It would have been cool, because it would have been like, right, for someone like you that's played all these tracks already on Mario Kart 8, you would have been really excited to see 4 new unique tracks that hadn't been released in any Mario Kart ever before.
I'm so excited to have 48 tracks on the go to take with me anywhere I want to go to play split screen.
Yeah, I just think there should have been a couple of new unique tracks instead of just putting Deluxe on the box and pretty much reselling it again.
I don't know, I completely disagree. I'm so overwhelmed with joy at this, what I thought was just going to be Mario Kart 8 again.
Well, it's not a bad game at all. I really like the game. I just feel like a bit of extra effort should have just put 4 more tracks in, like. And another thing, when I boot up the game for the first time, I'm like, oh, everything's unlocked. There is no progression for me that, you know, I sit there and go, oh.
There is every piece of the stuff you can unlock for all your carts, which all have completely different physics on them, all the tires, the different carts.
I mean, in terms of track progression, though, like, again, like, maybe just start off with 3 or 4 cups open. When you get a certain amount of coins or stars or whatever, it then unlocks the next one. It gives you a sense of progression and gives you a reason to play it single player. Because at the moment, if I sit there on single player, I'm like, oh, it's okay. But I just feel there's no progression in the game. Like, every other game out there seems to have some sort of progression unlock system. This is just like some new cars and stuff, which doesn't really change that much.
No, see, I have my favorite tires and my favorite kart and my favorite glider, which I have to only get if I unlock coins by completing the tracks and getting 3 gold stars. And so I've been spending so many hours doing that the last 2 or 3 days just now, and I'm loving it. And that's progression for me.
I just feel like something, I think maybe even if they had just locked at least 1 cup behind some sort of progression unlock to give you a bit of a carrot.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just my feeling on it. I know someone else that feels the same sort of way that I've spoken to about this. Just that little, there's no carrot there, like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, I can jump online or do battle arena. Everything's unlocked straight away, and it's like, I always like unlocking, like, hidden characters or hidden stages or whatever. Like, just a different color car doesn't really do it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the physics completely change. It's not just colored cars. There's so much strategy in them now.
Oh, look, I know that, but it's just, at the same time, it's like, you know, I just want to chill out and play this. Oh, look, everything's already unlocked. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I see that as well, but for me personally, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, I'm so stoked it's on the Switch, because this is more like that Tetris game where I want to call people over to have a few drinks and play Mario Kart with them. When I want to chill out at home with a couple of hours on my own, I'm going to be playing Persona 5 and Zelda Breath of the Wild. But this one is more like, kind of like Tetris, where I just, oh, Fred and Joseph just came over. Let's all sit down and play Mario Kart. Bam, there's all the tracks. Bam, here's all our choices of battle. Let's just jump in and have a fun time on this open screen Mario Kart game. Oh, they're going home now. Cool, I'll switch back to chilling out with Zelda. Like, I think this is going to be, it's one of those games that you don't really finish. You just have it. You just have Mario Kart.
Oh, look, I'm not knocking the party aspect of it. I just feel like, for me personally, I like that little sense of progression. Like, there is some things locked and that you've got to work towards that. Not, it's all there, ready to go, bang, on your plate. Because it's like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean,
another thing I would have liked to see is a custom cup.
A custom cup.
Yeah. Like, I can go, all right, I want to grab my 4 favorite tracks and make them a cup.
Ah, okay.
For racing locally here, I couldn't do that. And I was a bit disappointed by that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I could have made, like, the rainbow cup and put all the rainbow road levels together. Or, something like that.
Yeah, that I agree with.
Just for a bit of fun. I think there should have been, like, an option for that would have been really, really nice. So your friends come over and you know, you might look at one of the cups there when you're playing locally and you're like, oh, yeah, Jim doesn't like that track. Jim hates that track. He throws the controller out the window every time he plays that track or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
Jim should get good.
Jim should calm his shit.
Jim better bring his own controller home.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, oh, we can make a custom cup. We can bring in one of Jim's favorite tracks instead, you know, and then everyone's sort of happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I just feel like just that little customization would have helped a little as well.
Yeah.
But it looks great. It runs great, except when we had three players on it the other night.
Okay. That's interesting.
Have you played three on the one TV yet?
No. Oh, wait. Yes, I have, actually. We had Mario Kart.
Did you notice the frame rate drop?
Yeah. Actually, it goes down to 30, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was a bit disappointed in the frame rate dropping down. I could notice it straight away. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like one player is fine, two player is fine, but when you add a third, frame rate drops.
It is at a constant 30 though, which is still impressive for three or four players on the same screen at that.
Yep.
With that, I mean it's a pretty game, but playing it at 60 frames is just unbeatable.
Yeah.
Pretty and smooth. That would be nice if they could do 60 frames for four players at once, but
yep. And also another thing is that you can't bring in three or four people locally online. You can only do two locally online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just little limitations like that, you know. What did you think of the online?
Yeah. You know, if anyone's ever had the Wii U and played Mario Kart online there, it was completely identical. It's a jimble jamble mess at the moment.
It is. And a couple of things I'm disappointed in, that you couldn't make a party, right? So I tried this the other night when I was playing with one of my friends, Luke, online.
Yep.
We had no idea what we're doing. And I'm like, can we make a party? He's like, I don't think so. Just allow you to make a party and join a game together, because one of us would join and then the other one would try and piggyback in.
Yeah, if you did it in time and there wasn't a lot of people.
Then if you miss that window, you'd have to spectate for the whole race and hope someone dropped out and take their spot.
Yep, yep.
Also, no voice chat. Like,
yeah, come on, Nintendo.
No voice chat is just stupid in this day and age. You know, we could sit there with our mobile phones and talk to each other while we play.
Yeah.
But I just want to be able to plug a headset into the controller like I do with every other console and talk to you straight through that. Okay, I get that Nintendo don't want people yelling abuse at each other online and stuff. That's cool. Just have the voice chat for party only.
Yeah, private. Only friends can talk to friends.
Yeah. It's not like Call of Duty where you can just yell at anyone on the battlefield sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you can just, you know, say, get wrecked, noob.
And worse things.
I did this horrible thing to your family. Just allow me to talk to you so I can say, get good, Carl.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, with your 900 points, let's move on.
Yeah, that's cool. Just little things like that would have just made it a bit better. And yeah, and the friend code thing. Nintendo, again, have brought back the friggin' friend code.
They promised they wouldn't.
So, and they said they weren't going to. Like, just give us a username and let me search for Carl on there through his username and add him that way, rather than going, oh, Carl, what's your friend code? Oh, here's a screenshot of it.
Of like 15 digits.
Oh, it's just...
They did, at launch, they did say that their new features, which is excluding the friend codes and doing it properly and the paid online, is coming out later this year. So that's not actually part of this thing that we're talking about now. For anyone who doesn't know, this is...
But, like, at the moment, if I was paying for that online service, I wouldn't be resubscribing yet.
Oh, I don't think they charge us for this mess. I think they are well aware of the fact that it is the way it is, which is why they never charged us on the Wii U, which was the exact same thing. So they've added nothing new yet. Whatever they're working on, I hope that's all they're working on right now, because it needs a lot of work. It was a lot of fun racing against, like, someone else online once they were there, but you can't talk to them.
Do you think the Switch should have launched with all these online features to begin with?
Me and everyone else in the world, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think they've been a bit slack on that in a way, like, which is kind of disappointing.
It is a bit. But, I mean, again, the Switch, I mean, that's no excuse, but the Switch has, and Nintendo has always been a real, like, on-the-couch multiplayer machine where no one else has. They've always kept the split screen, they've always kept that sort of group at home mentality.
You can keep all that, but still add online features, because it's changed since Nintendo 64 days now. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, and they are. I'm disappointed it didn't come out when they released, but they have said they're working on it and they're launching something that apparently is going to be worth $10 a month. So when that comes out, we'll re-review it and we'll see. Before we finish up, I want to quickly talk about the battle modes, which I found...
Oh yeah.
Ridiculously awesome. This is the main thing they've added that's new from from the last Mario Kart 8. They finally added the battle mode that everyone was complaining about wasn't in 8. They had a battle mode, but it was on the tracks, which doesn't work at all. It was awful. Now, they've got 5 modes, and they're all quite different and really fun. First one is Balloon Battle, which is just you have to hit people with items, and they all have 5 balloons each. You keep hitting them until they have no balloons. Whoever has balloons at the end wins. Just like the old one, they've got one called Bomb on Blast, which is kind of like Balloon Battle, but you only have bombs that you can either throw or leave to run around the track. And that one's kind of chaos and really fast and exciting, lots of screaming, a lot of swearing. There's one called Renegade Roundup, which is a team one that's kind of cops and robbers. The ones who are the cops, they have this the plant that eats people on the front of theirs, and everyone else has to run away from them, so it's like split in half. If the plant grabs someone, they get thrown in a cell, and whoever's the one, you have to sort of save your friends from the cells while running away from the cops. So that's really fun. Again, a lot of chaos. The fourth one is the Coin Runners, where there's just coins all over the screen. You got to collect coins, and whoever has the most coins when time runs out wins. If you hit someone with an item with their coins, they drop all their coins, kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog. You grab the coins they left off, and that's a lot of fun because you actually end up using your reverse and your brakes, and you really maneuver with the vehicle in that one, and it's quite tense and fun. And the last one is Shine Thief, which is like a kind of catch of the flag sort of thing. You all have to race for this crown, and you got to just wear the crown for 20 seconds. So time runs out, you know, as you're wearing it. If someone knocks it off, your time stops and their time continues, and whoever makes it to 20 seconds first wins. That's all the modes, and then there's the 8 arenas to do them in. It's a lot of fun. You can do it all online. You can do it all with friends. There's separate leveling up systems. But yeah, that's the long and short, or pretty long, of the battle mode. So yeah, in the end, I'm quite impressed with Mario Kart. It's the game I wanted as the Mario Kart Game of the Year edition thing I was hoping for. It gave me a bit more than I expected. When I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to go complete my Grand Prix races so that I can unlock my button wheels, which are my favorite ones, so I can get back online, smash some noobs, and rank up that high score of mine. Yeah. Callan?
Oh, look, it's fun. It is what it is. You know, it's a good game. You know, when I bought this game, I doubled my Switch collection.
Yes, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, because the only other game I had Zelda, so it's a worthwhile purchase if you've got a Switch. I think a must-have purchase if you've got a Switch, really.
Yeah, that's true. And especially if you didn't play the old one.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's a fun party game. And, you know, it's Mario Kart. It's heaps of fun. I feel like there could have been an extra couple of things that would have push it up another level, but for what it is, it's good fun, and I give it 8 out of 10 carriages.
Nice. I give it a 9.5 carriages out of 10 as a game, but as the actual deluxe, you know, Mario Kart, what it could have been, I give it an 8 as well with you, to be honest. But yeah, as a standalone game, if you've never played Mario Kart, if you didn't have the Wii U, this to me is a 9.5 as far as fun and Mario Kart and just the competitiveness. But yeah, I mean, hopefully the online playability might help it in the later months of this year. We'll see about that when that happens. But all right, moving on. Games of our lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the games of our lives.
Let's do it. We are going to do 1995 to 1999.
Wow, all right. This is easy. This is an easy lock, Carl. You ready for this? Let's smash through, okay?
All right, okay.
1995, go.
Bam. Mine was, I had so much fun with this, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. Oh, my God. Still the best.
It's pretty much like that's Mortal Kombat Deluxe, really. Like, all the fighters, all the arenas. Yeah. Everyone in there, pretty much. Plus, hidden characters, which were rumored of. And
oh, exactly. And Smoke was there, and Ermac. Oh my God, I had so much fun. And yours?
Warcraft 2, Tides of Darkness.
Ah, nice. All right.
Yeah. First PC game I ever owned, and yeah, I'd love to see a remake of that game again.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. Okay. 1996.
Okay. Pokemon.
Pokemon. Nice. The Game Boy one.
Yeah, hell yeah. That game still stands up.
Red or yellow? I had blue, but red and blue
came out at the same time. I never
kept up with the Pokemons. I never knew them. My two little brothers played them religiously. And because of that, I thought they were kids' games because I had the Super Nintendo and the 64 and my little brothers had the Game Boys. So they were playing Pokemon. I was like, oh, yeah, it must be the Wiggles of the gaming world. And then as I grew older, I found out I just missed out on like one of the biggest, funnest little pieces of gaming ever. And now I'm just too far gone. Mine was Super Mario 64. Blew my little mind into pieces.
Yeah, okay.
Really? You weren't taken to a new world? You didn't climb trees in front of the palace for the first 10 hours?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, but...
You didn't run around in a circle to see that Mario was... fat?
Is it an expansive RPG where you can catch, like, you know, 150 different monsters and battle them against your friends?
You could walk around in a circle.
As you can do in most games.
in a 3D, beautiful...
Actually, I remember seeing a commercial for Mario 64 for the first time being like, oh my gosh, look at that.
It was just...
Yeah.
Oh, when I... Oh my god, that first moment. And it was so smooth, that controlling. Like, it was so tight. And you do that triple jump, and you climb to the top of the trees. Like, controlling the camera? I was god. I could choose where that game looked. Like, holy shit.
Moving on?
Yeah, okay. 1998.
Okay, all right, okay. So 97. Final Fantasy VII. Easy. All right, on to 98. Everyone's favorite game is Final Fantasy VII from 97.
Everyone's favorite game. 1997. Easy.
No, we're on to 98. Everyone chose Final Fantasy VII for that year.
I'm afraid there was... I was actually struggling, as you know, on this stupid-ass year.
Probably the easiest year for me, this one.
Mate, I made the rule about being a man and just picking one game. But yeah. I had these two games, which neither of them were Final Fantasy VII, surprisingly. Two of my favorite games of all time, which I can't choose. I just can't. I tried and I tried and I tried The Curse of Monkey Island and Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey. Two brilliant games. I won't even get into them, but I can't choose one. I'm backing out on my own rule. If I had to choose, nah, couldn't
do it.
I just, fuck me. They're so different, which is what's annoying, because they gave me these different feelings.
If Abe's Odyssey was a point and click and Monkey Island was a puzzle platformer, how would you feel then?
I think I'd choose Abe's Odyssey. I might go with Abe's Odyssey. Just the world. That might be the one.
just a genre switch your games there. Yeah,
that's... Well, thinking of running around as this clueless pirate, jumping around and escaping from people that can't actually hurt me. So, whereas Abe's Odyssey as a point and click would just be amazing. So I guess thanks for helping. Abe's Odyssey, Oddworld.
That would work if that came back as a point and click adventure, you know that?
Yeah, it would.
All right, moving on.
Yes, 1998.
Zelda.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time. Mind you, special mentions that year, Half-Life 1, which was amazing for first-person shooters, and the original StarCraft, which is still being played in Korean tournaments today.
Yep, in stadiums.
So the game's 19 years old, and they're still packing out stadiums for people watching this game from 98. Like, that game is held up. Like, it's still, I think people say it's still the most balanced real-time strategy game they've ever played.
1999?
Final Fantasy VIII?
Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, so you picked VII's weaker sibling.
Excuse me, you picked it as 1999's favorite game, so I don't know what you're backing up.
You're like 97, not Final Fantasy VII, but then you go for the weaker Final Fantasy 2 years later.
Weaker? Final Fantasy VIII is so underrated.
Look, Final Fantasy VIII is a great game, and that's why it was...
A fantastic game.
Fantastic game. That, you know, that's why it made it for my choice on 99. But I still think out of the two, Final Fantasy VII is the better game.
Yeah, but it had to compete with Curse of Monkey Island and Abe's Oddworld for me. So it was just left in the dust.
Yeah, but if Final Fantasy VII and VIII had a release in the same year, VII would win. But anyway, we'll see what happens when the remake comes out, whenever it does.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Okay, so that brings us to nearly the end of the show. We're going to just go straight into the lame train and hype train right now.
Yes.
Right, lame train. How'd you go?
Sure, okay. Here's mine. Tekken 7 is releasing on console soon.
Yeah.
A character's been removed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Roger Jr., the kangaroo character, so it's a boxing kangaroo in Tekken that you can be, right?
Yeah.
He has been removed from the game due to animal activists requesting him be taken out of the game. Hypocritical thing here is that they've left Kuma the bear in the game still.
Yeah.
So you can beat up a bear, but they've taken the kangaroo out of the game. Either take both out or leave them both in. I know, I just think it's a bit strange, and that's my lame train this week.
Ah, nice. Nice. That's an interesting one. Mine is pretty simple. A lot of people probably wouldn't care as much, but I had a real connection with it. But in Mario Kart, you can play as your own me, and there's a lot of websites where you can make like game characters and cartoon characters and celebrity me's, and we made just so many of them, and you can use them all in the game and take them all online, and it's just really funny. You can see like Morgan Freeman running around, or Eddie Murphy, or Michael Jackson, or even all me and all our friends. We just made little versions of each other, and you can change the shape so they can be like really tall and huge, or short, tiny little me's. And there's just, we had so much fun making them and racing as them. And then when I turned on Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on my own profile, there was not a single one there, and they were all gone, and there's no way that you can transfer them unless you reconnect the Wii U. You upload them a few at a time onto an amiibo. You take that amiibo and then you turn on the Switch and you take it out and put it on that. And it's like, I'm sure, I don't know who has both their Wii U and their Switch connected still, but mine is like, you know, there were so many wires with that thing, with the little sensor bar, and everything's all wrapped up and all the 8 billion controllers in some bag at the bottom of some cupboard. And I read, oh, that's how you get them out. Really? It's not just on my profile somewhere? I can't just download them?
So you're going to remake them now?
I've remade like 3 of them, and I went, that'll do for now. One day I'll take them out. It was so annoying. I had all my friends. I had I had Mega Man and Link, and it was just so, it was fun. It was just an extra little,
you know, Link's thing in the game, right?
Toon Link.
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Toon Link. But yeah. All right.
Hype train.
All right, let me tell you my hype train. It is the Super NES Mini being announced and to be released by holiday Christmas time this year. I am so excited. I did, as most of you probably did, predict something like this would happen as soon as the Nintendo Entertainment System Mini came out, the NES. I thought, that's awesome, but my love for the Super NES is just so much stronger than the normal NES. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this. But yeah, I'm hyped for it anyway. I am going to just be camping out for one of those.
Sweet.
And you?
Okay, so my hype train is Persona 6. No, my hype train this week is Prey, which is turns out to be our next feature game.
Yes.
Now, I haven't really heard anything about this game. And as we're getting closer to the release of that game, which is Friday the 5th of May.
Oh.
This Friday. I decided to just shut myself off from the game. And you go, you know what? I'm just going to go into this game having no idea about anything in the game and just doing it with a blank canvas pretty much. So I'm kind of hyped to go into this game with no expectations, which sounds funny because I'm now hyped for this.
Yeah, I like that.
But I mean, just for the mindset of going in with this game that we're going to review on our next episode and all I know is it's a first-person shooter.
Oh, man.
With some Bioshock elements in it.
I'm so excited.
And that's it. That's it. So, yeah, it's I'm kind of hyped to be doing that. And also if Persona 6 ever gets announced.
that's like me and my Red Dead Redemption 2 hype train.
Yeah, yeah, but I think Persona 6 is going to be a while off yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It'll probably take until I finish Persona 5 for it to come out.
Then hurry up and finish Persona 5 so they can release Persona 6, please, Kyle.
All right. And that's pretty much all the time we have today. So Thank you.
Yes, thank you for everyone that's listening and sharing us around and linking to us online and liking our page and all that. Please keep it up. Know anyone that likes games, you know, get them on board as well, you know. The more the passengers, the better.
Send them our way. Thanks, guys. And, you know, send us some questions if you have any. Unfortunately, we didn't have any this week, so...
Didn't really have to think about much this week then.
No, it was a nice and easy week. You know, people had no questions. Imagine a world where no one wonders anything. Everyone knew.
Oh, jeez.
It was great. I mean, if you're stuck, ask us what Callan's favorite cake flavor is. Whatever, we don't care. Just ask us something so we can talk about
it. Persona 5 flavor.
Okay, don't ask us, please. All right, so this ends the Persona 5 podcast. Sorry, Game Train.
We'll be back next week with more Persona 5 news. I mean... Oh,
Jesus, Callum. I'm going to have to find a new partner.
Can we change this to Persona 5 Train?
No. I mean, there is a train at the... Okay, no, that's it. We're done. We're out. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.